Kate Hamilton's gaze scanned the objects she'd laid on her bed. A pile of spent brass Tim had gathered for her at the police shooting range, a moon pie wrapper, an old knitted hat, and a yellow rubber ducky. Aunt Emma walked into Kate's bedroom with bathroom cleaner in one hand and a box of tissues in the other. "I'm just putting these under your counter," she said, glancing at Kate's collection as she moved through the room. Kate added an orange magic marker and a pink candlestick to the objects she'd placed on the towel she was using to protect the quilt underneath. The quilt had been handcrafted back in the 1940s by Granny Jones. Granny Jones crafted dozens of hand-stitched quilts. She said she had to have something to keep her mind and fingers busy as she worried about her new husband and her four older brothers who were all over in France fighting the Nazis. Aunt Emma hadn't liked to sew as much as her mother had. When it was Aunt Emma's time to fret about her new husband off at war, she kept herself busy by crocheting shawls for the folks up in the nursing home. While Granny Jones's family came home just fine, Aunt Emma's husband had been disabled in the war. His challenges were what the doctors at the VA labeled post-Vietnam syndrome, while the elders in Scarborough called it shell shock or battle fatigue. War disabilities of one kind or another ran in Kate's family. That's what happened when you had a family tradition of taking the oath and marching off into the sunset. Yes, Kate mused. Women keeping the hearth fires burning was a tradition for her ancestors in every war since 1812. Kate was just another generation to weather the storms of military family life and its aftermath. She drew her finger along the circle of the wedding ring pattern on the quilt, done up in bright summer colors against a snow-white background. Then she touched her own wedding ring, well, Ryan's wedding ring, that she wore on her index finger. He'd been off on a top-secret mission in the Middle East and had come home with both a brain injury and a desire to keep her safe by kicking her out of their house in Boston. Ryan's explosive and sometimes violent outbursts needed space, space that didn't endanger Kate. He loved her, so she had to go. Of course, Ryan had packed a bag and wanted to do the leaving, but that was more than Kate could handle. "I'll go," she'd said in a panic. "I'll just head down to Virginia and stay with my aunt for a little while." That was how Kate ended up here, staying with Aunt Emma in rural Virginia, sleeping under Granny Jones's wedding ring quilt. Sleep had indeed come a little easier for her since Aunt Emma put the quilt on her bed, now that it was the beginning of September and nights could feel brisk up here in the mountains. She hadn't expected to be here this long. She'd packed up and left Boston after her grades were submitted last June, planning to head back up to her teaching job as soon as her CSI internship under Detective Tim Gibbons's supervision was complete. In her experience, life didn't follow along planned trajectories. It would be best if she could just learn to go with the flow, but that wasn't really her nature. Though she'd grown up here in Scarborough, Kate had left right after high school with the firm intention of never spending a significant chunk of time here again. She was a city girl, through and through. But Ryan had asked her to stay away. For his health's sake, she'd let her job as a biology teacher in Boston go and had accepted a position made possible with a STEAM, Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Mathematics grant to teach CSI sciences at the high school in the neighboring town. Boonstown was just a 30-minute drive over the mountain. It was a one-semester gig. Yep. 6 months was about as long as Kate thought she could stomach being away. She missed the bustle of Boston, the life she'd made there, her friends, and mostly, she missed Ryan. Her eye caught on her tennis shoes in the corner, and Kate added one of them to the pile on the bed and put a lime green weight next to it. She glanced up from her project when Aunt Emma emerged from the bathroom holding Kate's prenatal vitamin bottle.